Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Ayin Zayin on Masech Tzchul. Some of the topics we're learning about include Nishbar Ha'etzim V'yatz L'chutz. If the bone broke and punctured the skin, whether it is a treifa. This depends on whether Ayur Basar Chayfin is Rubay. If there's skin and flesh covering most of it, it is permitted. And the Gemara inquires whether various types of wounds or coverings are included in this category. Hashaychel Es Behema Matzah Bashilya. If one slaughters an animal and finds an amniotic sac inside, it does not transmit tuma, neither of tummy foods nor of nevela, because it's not usually eaten, but it's not an evir minchay. Arsha shalkot. If hide was cooked extensively, whether it is considered food regarding tumas eichlin. Shliya shiatzis miktsasa. If part of a sack emerged from the womb before the animal was slaughtered and then returned inside, whether it becomes permitted with the shchita of the mother. This depends on whether simen vlad. We assume that the sack had a fetus inside which dissolved. The Gemara discusses Yeshim Avlad. There was another fetus in the womb. And Kishur Bavlad, if it was that fetus was attached to the sac or not. Hamevakeresha Pila Shilya. If an animal miscarried by expelling the amniotic sac of its first fetus, whether it has the sanctity of a Bechar. Darche Amairi, practices that are forbidden as an act of divination.